welcome to the Blue Ocean Advent Devotional Podcast. This is day 17. I'm Emily, and I'll be your guide. Let's start with our moment of gratitude. I'll give you 15 seconds of silence to think about something you're thankful for, and then to thank God for it. Let's begin that now. Now we'll move on to our petitionary prayer. Today we'll pray that the kids and young people in our communities will find joy in their friendships and purpose in their lives. Let's take about 25 seconds of silence to pray for that. Our scripture reading today comes from Isaiah 59, verses 1 to 11. It says, "Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. For your hands are stained with blood, your fingers with guilt. Your lips have spoken falsely, and your tongue mutters wicked things. No one calls for justice. No one pleads a case with integrity. They rely on empty arguments. They utter lies. They conceive trouble and give birth to evil. They hatch the eggs of vipers and spin a spider's web. Whoever eats their eggs will die. And when one is broken, an adder is hatched. Their cobwebs are useless for clothing. They cannot cover themselves with what they make. Their deeds are evil deeds, and acts of violence are in their hands. Their feet rush into sin. They are swift to shed innocent blood. They pursue evil schemes. Acts of violence mark their ways. The way of peace they don't know. There's no justice in their paths. They've turned them into crooked roads. No one who walks along them will know peace. So justice is far from us, and righteousness does not reach us. We look for light, but all is darkness, for brightness, but we walk in deep shadows. Like the blind, we grope along the wall, feeling our way like people without eyes. At midday, we stumble as if it were twilight among the strong. We're like the dead. We all growl like bears. We moan mournfully like doves. We look for justice, but find none, for deliverance, but it's far away." We'll close today by meditating on the phrase, "We look for light, but all is darkness, for brightness, but we walk in deep shadows." Let's take a few moments to think about what it means to look for God's help, even when it seems like it's far away. We look for light, but all is darkness. Our concluding prayer. Creator, almighty and everlasting, you've brought me in safety to this new day. Preserve me with your mighty power, that I may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity, and in all I do, direct me to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus my Lord. Amen.
Until